We lived in the quarries virtually. When the quarrymen had tickled off home, you understand, obviously, when the light nights come and we played in the quarries. Like, we played in the woods, we played on the canal, played on the river, we played on the ponds and the lakes, we played everywhere. Everywhere you could conceivably think of, we played. Parents never knew where we were half the time. Never ever knew where we were. If we wanted to be in Winfield's quarry from Lane's End, where I live, it was a matter of walking no more than 3 minutes, 5 minutes max, and we were straight in the quarry. And that's when the quarry, it was an open quarry, obviously, but and the older, the original golf course was obviously being built a little bit beyond it, actually, towards Plantation Road. I can't recall the terrain before the actual quarry was there, but I can, in the vicinity of the quarry, I can, obviously. Because obviously the allotments were the other side of the old Linslade Road anyway. They were always in situ then. But beyond the other way, towards the golf course, obviously the golf course was up one end of the quarry, but up from Lane's End, where I lived, across the top of the quarry escarpment, there was a great line of trees. And they were big trees, at least 40, 50 footers. And there was a line of them that went wrong along the top of the quarry precipice. And then on the other side, back towards the church, which had gone round the back of Lane's End, was open arable field land. Now, obviously, now it's in the hands of the golf course. But it was all arable land then, planted to corn, you name it, whatever they decided they wanted to plant on it. Running right back there to Heath Ponds and then Sandy Lane. I can only remember playing in it. So what the situation was in the quarry land itself before that, I don't really know, because it was a bit before my time, I think. Now, whether that quarry was started during the war or not, I don't know. The style as I know it, actually, was a field, which we also used to play in, summer in, winter out. I mean, the same as everything else. But the style to us, well, it was actually named Abbey style. We knew it was Abbey style. There was a style one end and a style at the bottom, but that's obviously the reason they call it style. But the reference to Abbey, I don't know. But we used to play down there. It had a fairly steep slope to it. And there was a little sort of, obviously, a little public footpath that ran the length of it to the bottom to Linslade Road from Lane's End. And we always played down there, especially in the winter when the snow was on the ground. We'd use it as a sledging slope with any conceivable means of transport we could get to go down it, you know.